Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the First Baptist of Holly Springs Bible Study Power Hour. I am the pastor, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. It is November the 22nd, Thanksgiving week. Hope you have had a great day. First Baptist is located at 208 Grigsby Avenue in the city of Holly Springs, North Carolina, where we are now having in-person service. You are cordially invited to come and be a part of the services of First Baptist. Our service starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Of course, we are taking every precaution to make sure that everyone is safe in the house of God. We ask that you wear your face covering, practice social distance. We will take temperatures at the door. However, you are cordially invited to come and worship with us Sunday morning at First Baptist of Holly Springs. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. On the Facebook page, you'll find more information about First Baptist of Holly Springs. You'll find the link for the Bible study, which you're listening to now. If you would like to call in and participate, be a part of the Bible study, you can do so. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can be a part of the Bible study tonight. Also on the Facebook page, you'll find our Sunday morning service. We go live every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We go live from the sanctuary of First Baptist of Holly Springs. So if you are out of the area and you're not able to make it to Holly Springs and make it to First Baptist, you can watch and worship with us on Sunday morning over Facebook Live. So we invite you to go to the First Baptist of Holly Springs Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like, then share, so others will know that First Baptist is on Facebook. Now, there are three ways in which you can give to the house of God. You can come by and you can come to the church on Sunday morning and bring your tithes and offerings with you. Or you can come by the church between the hour of 10 o'clock and 11:30. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., you can drop off your contributions to the church. Or you can mail your contributions or your tithes in. Go to the Facebook page, find the correct mailing address for that. Or you can use the Cash App. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App is FBCHS. FBCHS, that stands for First Baptist Church, Holly Springs. You can use the Cash App, and you can support First Baptist at any time. No contribution is too large or too small. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you continue to bless the house of the Lord. It is Thanksgiving week. We hope that you are having a wonderful time with family and friends. Perhaps you are traveling or on your way somewhere. We hope that you will have safe travels as you continue to go forward. We pray that when you get to your destination, everything that will be found safely, you'll be able to enjoy Thanksgiving with family and friends and return home safely. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this Bible study tonight. We thank you for those who are on the line, those who will hear this Bible study long after it has been recorded. We pray, God, that as we go into your word tonight, you will teach us and show us the meaning of your words, that we may be able to teach others, instruct others as to the ways of your heart. We ask now, God, that you will go with us and stand by us. Bless those who are in the rest home, those who are in the hospital, those who are locked behind prison bars, wherever they are, Father, we know that there's nowhere we can be that you cannot bless us. So we thank you now, God, for your mercy and for your grace. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our topic tonight, what does Thanksgiving mean? What does Thanksgiving mean? Our study tonight will not be as long as normal. It's an abbreviated study, but I wanted to take this time, since we are only a day or so away from Thanksgiving, I wanted to take this time to just talk about Thanksgiving in general for a while. Because so many people today are celebrating or preparing to celebrate. What are we celebrating and why are we celebrating? what does Thanksgiving mean? I'm going to be using several scriptures tonight. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. Philippians 4, verse 11. Ephesians 5, verses 18 through 21. And we'll also be working with 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. I think I mentioned that one before. And there is another one from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians, let's start there. I'll make the correction as we go. But let's start at 1 Corinthians 10, verses 10 through 13. Merriam-Webster defines Thanksgiving as the act of giving thanks or a prayer expressing gratitude. Is this also the Christian meaning of Thanksgiving? What exactly should Christians give thanks for and why? In the Old Testament, Thanksgiving was fundamental in the life of God's people. The temple liturgy offered offerings of thanksgiving and praise. They sang hymns and regularly gave thanksgiving to God. In the New Testament, thanksgiving is the heart of the Christian church, and it's the heart of the Christian life. The word eucharist means thanksgiving, and the very center of the church's worship of God is when we do in remembrance of him, we remember the sacrifice that he made on Calvary's cross. But what is thanksgiving? What does it actually mean to you? Many people have had many words for Thanksgiving and many concepts. But why do we celebrate this? And what is it that God wants of us to celebrate during this Thanksgiving period? What is it that we do? And why do we do it? In 1 Corinthians 10 through 13, it says, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them have also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let us that thinketh, he that standeth, take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." It is commonly and natural, even anticipated, that anyone understanding a word interprets that word by the meaning of the culture that you live in and the meaning that that culture gives that word. However, one of the basic problems in understanding the Bible is that cultural definition of a word determines the interpretation of the Bible's truth. Because of our present-day conception of the meaning of a word, we miss the divine principle God seeks to impart. For instance, our word thanksgiving is so far foreign to what the Bible means is that many miss the whole impact of the wonderful truth. Webster states that thanksgiving is the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement, or benefits or favor, or expression of gratitude for something received or done for you. But that is not what the Bible means by the word thanksgiving. The Bible meaning of the word thanksgiving is not something you do. It is something that you are. It is not something that is spontaneous. It is not something extemporaneous. It's not an extemporaneous expression of thanks for some good deed done or good will that has come your way. The biblical concept of the word thanksgiving does not depend on something that you do or something that you receive. This word has nothing to do with the outward circumstance, but rather has to do with one's spiritual attitude toward life. So Thanksgiving is not something that you do. It's something that you are. Either you are thankful or you're not. This verse makes a staggering promise. God will never allow temptation that we cannot stand under, because he will provide the power to escape through endurance. That is a general truth. But what is Paul getting to in this particular scripture? Paul is commenting on the unity of the gospel in love. The Corinthian church was fractured into tribes and a spirit of competition. This spirit of competition ruled their values, and it ruled their understanding of the world, not least the Roman Greco culture. Paul rebukes this disunity and points to the Corinthians to identify themselves and realize the value of wisdom in God in the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified. In the middle chapters of this letter, Paul addresses different issues of belief and lifestyle that are connected to the gospel unity of the church, including how to use wisdom and love to deny one's right in order to protect and build up the fellow believer who may have a weaker conscience with regard to a life choice that is not necessarily morally clear. This is a reason for us to give thanks, that God does not allow us to go into situations that he will not give us a way out. That is a fact. God has been providing ways out for many years and for many people. And because God has allowed us to live this life, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, whatever temptation that we find ourselves under, the Lord has a way of pulling us back, giving us a better understanding of his purpose and his will in our lives. That's one thing that we should have within us, to know that that's a reason for thanksgiving. You know, back in the Roman Greco culture, there was no thought of God. The Roman Greco culture considered man as the all in all. And because man was the all in all, he had no reason to be thankful to God, because whatever man accomplished, they thought that man did it on his own. But the Bible tells us that Paul rebukes this type of thinking. He rebukes that because he knows that with that type of thinking and that type of culture, we will never come to the full understanding and the truth of the love of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 4, go to Philippians 4 and 11. Philippians 4 and 11. Paul said, I've learned in whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Very simple verse, but it means a lot. In addition to knowing that God can lift you above temptation, in addition to living humbly, Paul focuses on the concept of contentment. Regardless of his situation, regardless of his circumstances, he's content. And this contentment is not automatic, nor is it a natural attitude to be content. It's hard to be content when you're going through. It's hard to be content when things happen to you in your life. Being content is a learned skill. Let me say that again. Being content is a learned skill. Paul's variety of ministry experiences have offered him times of plenty in which he could turn back, or he found himself in a less desirable situation. You know the story of this man, Paul, and how he went through and what he went through in order to continue the work of Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving is a learning process. It is allowing the Holy Spirit to place within us contentment, or real praise of thanksgiving to God for everything in your life. Good things, yes, and bad things. Biblical thanksgiving is not what one does, it is what one is. What one has become as a result of absolute and complete trust in Jesus Christ. That is the spirit in which one accepts. That is the spirit in which Paul wrote this particular scripture, to be content wherever he finds ourselves. Our problem often is that we have in mind what a word means, or we have in mind the definition of a word, and it is almost impossible for us to divorce that concept that we have in our mind. That word meaning that we've heard so many times over and over again, it's hard for us to move away from the definition of the word that we have been using for so long, to take on or look even deeper into that word. I'll give you an instance. When Jesus came into your life, you were said to be born again. You have the same body and the same soul. However, your spirit has been made new, given new birth. We find that in John 3:16. Now, Jesus lives within you, and he desires to express his life through your life. That's what the new birth means. So when people were, particularly back in the olden days, when people were talking about, I was born again, the human concept of being born again is coming from your mother again. You remember in the Bible, when Jesus spoke about this, he was asked, what, can a man be born again? That's because of the human concept of what born again means. But when we look beyond the human concept, we realize that born again means something completely different. Same thing with Thanksgiving. When we look at the word Thanksgiving and we see the turkeys and we see all of the things that go along with Thanksgiving, our mind basically goes to the fact of thanking God for the great things that he's done for us. That's all right, but we should thank God regardless. That's where we miss the point. We miss the point because we only want to thank him when things go well. We only want to thank him when things go our way. We only want to thank him when we receive something. But Paul is telling us to be content in any situation that we find ourselves in. This is a learned skill. You cannot get this overnight. You cannot get this by reading the Bible. You cannot get this by coming to church. It takes a long time. It takes life. Life lessons to learn this. Paul's variety of ministry and his experiences are an example for us to see that if Paul did not give up after all he went through, after all he suffered, how he persevered, how he continued to do the work of the Lord. Let's go to Philippians 4. But before we go there, I want to go back to Ephesians. Let's go back to Ephesians for a minute. Ephesians 3:20. It says, the last of those in that verse is the power that worketh in us. And 2 Peter 1:4 states, we are partakers of his divine nature. For instance, Christ's love lives within us, and we are to love others with the same love that Christ has loved us. For Christ is love and needs to express his love for others through us. Jesus said, I am life, and he desires to live that divine life through our daily life. So the meaning of the word thanksgiving is not something that you do. Rather, it's something that you live. A life of thanksgiving becomes a daily expression in your life. Now, Ephesians 5:18-21, it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Here, the power of God lives within us. However, it is often bottled up on the inside. Sometimes we quench the spirit. Sometimes we bottle the spirit up. We imprison the spirit. We lock it up tightly. A thanksgiving attitude is a valve to release and express those things that God has done for you in your life. The way to get to that resource within us is to express praise to God. Thanksgiving releases a great ability and a power within us. He says here something very interesting. He says here, do not be drunk with wine in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, you know, and I know that alcohol are sometimes called spirits. When people would drink alcohol, they would call it a spirit or spirits. Wine, beer, alcohol are sometimes referred to as spirits. And if you ever had anyone in your family or anyone that you know that they are fine until they start drinking. And when they get when they start to drink, their whole personality changes. Their whole attitude changes. That's because of the spirit, the drinking or the drunk spirit that's upon them. And what this particular scripture tells us is that don't look at this as a way of getting closer to anything other than the fact of getting closer to a drunk spirit, but let the Holy Spirit fill you, speaking to yourself, because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not about what happens on the outside. When you're drunk with the wine spirit, then anything, you notice those people who get drunk and they change when they get drunk, anything can set them off. I've heard a professional say that if you're sad, you get sadder. If you're mad, you get madder. If you're happy, you get happier. Something about that type of spirit that takes over and you begin to do things and say things that you would not normally do nor say. What Paul is telling us is that don't deal with that spirit. The spirit that he's talking about is the Holy Spirit, because if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then there are some things that will happen. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you begin to speak to yourself. You begin to speak to yourself. You begin to minister to yourself. You begin to sing hymns to yourself, spiritual songs to yourself. You begin to make melody in your heart. You begin to comfort yourself. You begin to give yourself the initiative that you need to go forward. And this is all dwelling in us through Jesus Christ. That's another reason for us to be thankful. We need to be thankful over the fact that we have the ability within us, talking about those who are in the body of Christ. We have the ability within us to console ourselves. We have the ability within us to have a spirit, the Holy Spirit, that can come to our rescue, that can lift us up when we're down, that can sing melodies to our heart to brighten our situation, to give us a better understanding of the power of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And that way we can submit ourselves to one another in the fear of God. You see, the power of God lives within us. However, as I said before, it's often bottled up. It's often inside, in prison, locked up tightly. We need to have a thanksgiving attitude, because with that thanksgiving attitude, it's like a valve on a spigot. When you open that valve, it allows the praises of God to go through and the blessings of God to come down. When you read 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 and 19, very short, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit." There are only two ways to face life. The natural way of complaining and murmuring and grumbling. The other way is to, in everything, give thanks. To count it all joy when you fall into various trials and rejoice evermore. All things work together for the good of those who love God. We must remember that. It is the easiest thing in the world to complain. We complain about the weather. We complain about our neighbors. We complain about the boss. We complain about our wife, our husband, our children, our parents, our church. We complain, complain, complain. But God commands us in everything, give thanks. When we give thanks for those things that even get on our nerves, when we give thanks for those things that even bother us, it takes you out of that negative energy mode, and it brings you into a better attitude, a better understanding. You know, it's easy to sit back and seethe and get angry, mad, everything all the time. And there are a lot of people who just walk around angry all the time, just mad at life. They're mad at you. They're mad at me. They're mad at somebody they never even met. They're just mad all the time. And they cannot enjoy life like that. God wants us to have a spirit that we can enjoy this life that we live. We're not here long, beloved. We're not here long. And we'd have to enjoy the time that we're here. And summing it up, first epistle to the believers in Thessalonians, Paul admonishes them to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of the Lord, a life that glorifies our Father in heaven. He calls us to encourage the faint-hearted, to support the weak, to show goodness and mercy to all people, and not to return evil with evil. He exhorts us to engage in ongoing rejoicing and careful prayer as we take every thought captive to Christ. He also calls us to offer grateful thanks to our Heavenly Father in all things, for Paul knows that this is the will of God in Christ concerning each of us. We are all God's children, and as we grow in grace, in the understanding of the word of truth, our hearts should be thankful for the goodness and his grace. As we mature in the faith and progress on our spiritual walk, we should reflect on the numerous sacrifices the Lord Jesus made for us on the cross. So the spiritual attitude is to be consistently one of the praise of God. If God sees fit to take one of your loved ones, or if you lose your job or your source of income, if things get difficult at school, if you have to go into the hospital, anything that can cause you to naturally be down, God says there's a way to get out of that, to escape that, and that's through praise. Give him the praise in all things. I'm not talking about some what will be kind of attitude. I'm not talking about just saying praise or thank you just off the cuff. No, I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit by Christ's life within us can enable us to become not something that we do, but something that we are. Praise means to exalt, to honor, to acclaim, to express approval. It is giving a positive affirmation. It simply means that we accept and even approve of the circumstance as part of God's plan for our life. Our attitude can hinder us. In 1 Corinthians 10:3, it tells us there's no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make an escape. This power within us, this is the release that we have to give God the glory. So what does God want us to do? You see, God's eternal purpose for our lives is to bring us into divine fellowship and communion with him. The highest form of communication with God is thanksgiving. We ought to have an inner spiritual attitude of thanksgiving, not because we feel good, but as an act of obedience to the word and spiritual development in our own Christian life. God has promised to give us this life. God has promised to achieve this within our life. However, in addition to God's power within, it requires a setting of our will. God will not force a design for your life upon you, but if you will cooperate with the life of Christ within you and be thankful, God will release his power, unto whatever situation you go through. Let me say that again. God has promised to activate within us and give us the power within. It requires a setting of our will. We have to put aside our will. God's will not force his design on our lives. But if we will cooperate with the life of Christ in us and be thankful, God will release that power into whatever situation you go through. God commands us to be thankful in all things. These things may be tragedies. These things may be irritations or uncomfortable situations. Therefore, when the Bible says be thankful, it cannot have the same meaning as the word be thankful or thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving has nothing to do with things that happen to you that are wrong. We don't think of thanksgiving as an uncomfortable situation. We don't think of thanksgiving as a tragedy. We don't think of thanksgiving as an irritation. See, when we think of thanksgiving, we think of all smiles. Everything's good. Everything's fine. But what the Bible is simply telling us is that when he says be thankful in all things, that means all things. When one gathers up all the scriptures on thanks and praise and studies them, he becomes up with a quite different meaning than the English word applies for thanksgiving. We can allow an attitude or a spirit to rule us. We must meet. We must understand. We meet someone who is discontented and unhappy because he or she has allowed the spirit to rule them. He or she cannot be blamed because that is the environment that we live in, the influence that's in our lives. We become a victim of the world. And because we become a victim of the world, when things happen to us that are not pleasing, it's hard for us to give thanks for that situation. It's only natural. But God commands that we be cheerful. Jesus said, I have come that you may have joy and that you may be filled. Jesus often said to his disciples, be of good cheer. In the same manner that God has commanded us to be honest, to be truthful, and to be kind, he has commanded us to be of good cheer. We have a duty to give happiness to those whom we meet. Being cheerful is a Christian duty, even when we don't feel like it. Jesus had a very difficult and hard life. You know his life. He was a man of sorrows. However, his life was always radiant. He had an inner joy. No one was ever able to depress Jesus. Never in the Bible do you read where Jesus was depressed. He had the religious leaders looking for him to lock him up. He had the Roman leaders looking for him to kill him or lock him up. Some of his own people were turning and betraying him. But yet he never got depressed. That's because he had that on the inside, that thanksgiving on the inside. The Bible commands us to rejoice. This does not mean to take the pain and the sorrow of our life, because we're going to have pain. We're going to have sorrow. Jesus said, in the world you will face tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Things are in my hands. I am victorious. In me you have peace. So you see, beloved, thanksgiving is not a question of whether we are going to give thanks or not, but it is a question of what spirit we will allow to rule us. We have the characteristics of the Holy Spirit within us, and expresses himself through our praise. So as we look at thanksgiving, and we see the great things that God has called us to do, he exhorts us to engage in ongoing rejoicing and ceaseless prayer. He tells us that every thought ought to be captive to Christ. He also calls us to offer grateful thanks for our Heavenly Father for all the things that he has ever done for us and all the things that he will ever do for us. We are all God's children. As we grow in grace and understand the truth of God, our hearts should be unfringed thankful for the goodness of the grace of Almighty God. That's what God wants us to do during Thanksgiving. It's not just about being thankful for the new car or thankful for the new house or thankful for something that you are proud of. But Thanksgiving is not what you do, it's who you are. Are you thankful in all things? Do you use or let the Holy Spirit use you to bring you through every temptation, to bring you through every diverse situation that you find yourself in? Do you allow the Holy Spirit to bring joy and cheer to you, so much so that you can spread that joy to others? There are some people who can never spread joy because they're never joyful themselves. You cannot give what you don't have. And most people today will bury their heads and they'll keep walking because of the problems that they find themselves in. But I come to tell you today, if we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving in 2022, we got to learn that Thanksgiving is more than just a day. It's more than just some turkey and some dressing. It's more than just a prayer. But it's all things that God has done for us. The songs, the hymns, the stability, the understanding, the wisdom, the perseverance, all that he does for us on a daily basis, we ought to give thanks for. Even if it's something that happens to us that we really can't see anything good coming out of. God knows the end from the beginning. We have to go through it. But we should give him thanks. Give him praise for what he is and who he is and what he's done for us. And we should also give thanks to God that we have a great day to celebrate this. I'm going to open the lines. There may be some who would like to speak tonight on Thanksgiving or talk about what you're thankful for. I'm not going to ask you anything about the lesson because some of you may have come on late. So I'm just going to ask you some general questions about Thanksgiving. I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to, let's see here. I got several people on the line. So I'm going to open the lines here and just find out what you think about Thanksgiving. I'm going to go at the top of the page. Area code 910, last four digits, 5088. Deaconess Rainey, how are you tonight?
Fine, and you?
Doing good. What do you think about Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I think that it was a good lesson. Mm-hmm. Different scriptures, I think. Tried to get all of them down. But I think Thanksgiving is, I think it's coming together in the meal and everything, but mainly somewhere in that, just don't forget to give thanks to God for the family that you have with you. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be some long distance, some people are traveling, but I think it's giving thanks to what all you have and who all you mm-hmm. have in your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I believe Thanksgiving is for.
Okay. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for just to be alive. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. still in the midst of the pandemic, and we lost a lot of people. I'm just thankful just to be here and be still trusting God, you know, mm-hmm. to bring us through. That's what
Amen.
I'm thankful of. And to have family members
mm-hmm.
that are still okay. here.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 All right. Let's go to area code 919. Last four digits, 3447. Are you on the line? 3447.
Deacon Fuller,
how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good. What do you think about Thanksgiving?
I think it's a perfect, even though it's an holiday, it's a secular holiday. I'm talking about the holiday itself.
Right.
I think it's a good opportunity as Americans because we're so busy. We're so indulged in work, school kids activities, that I think is a perfect opportunity to sit down and look across from your loved ones and see that they're still there in the midst of the pandemic, as Dickens Rainey had said, in the midst of trials and tribulations, they're still there. And all the things, the bombshells that are going around us on a day-to-day basis, people are losing lives. The little girl lost her life in a parade, Thanksgiving parade, mm-hmm. Christmas parade, mm-hmm. I should say. It makes you reflect. I think Thanksgiving is the fact that God has spared our life and allowed Amen. Us to be able to be here, be able to breathe, and be able to attest to that he is God and God all by himself, and just being able to be around family. That's what Thanksgiving is to me as a 48-year-old. You asked me when I was 20-some years old, it was different. But mm-hmm. I have ventured out here on this age and see Thanksgiving in a totally different light than I saw it at 20-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for my life. I am thankful for even though I have been arrested and done, I am thankful for my life. I am thankful for all the circumstances God has brought me through and has allowed me to help others in their situation. I am thankful that even though it's work, I am thankful I am a deacon and able that he is enabling me to see things in myself that can help other folks with their mm-hmm. situations. That's what I'm thankful for.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Area code 919, last four digits, 2314. Deaconess, Trustee Mangum, how are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed the lesson.
Thank you.
I enjoyed
what do you think
the
about
lesson.
Thanksgiving?
Well, one of the things I think about Thanksgiving is really that, you know, every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. And, you know, we just should be thankful regardless of any uncomfortable situation that, you know, that we are going through. And I'm just thankful, most of all, my life, my health, and strength.
Amen. Amen. Deacon Fuller, you spoke about the nation. What do you think America should be thankful for?
I think America should be. I think America should be thankful for the fact that we are one of the few countries that have a freedom that other countries don't have. I mean, there's still we're one of the richest nations. We should be thankful for that. There's a share. We have our share of problems, but we should. When you look at rest of world, you don't have to go out and prepare nets to go fishing to catch your next meal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go out and scour for food in garbage cans. Even though there are folks in this nation that do that, for the most part, we don't have to do that, and others do. So I think as us being a rich nation, an industrialized nation, that's what we should be thankful for.
Amen. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And since Thanksgiving is predominantly a United States holiday, I don't think too many other countries celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a holiday that's basically specific to the United States. And so I think a lot of times we forget that it's a time for the nation to be thankful, not just the individuals in the nation. It's good for us to be thankful as an individual, but we should be thankful as a nation as well. Because it is a national concept of Thanksgiving. I'm going to ask Deaconess Rainey. In 1 Corinthians 10:10, it says, that there is no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful. What does that mean?
That means that any temptation that we have, you said it's common to man?
That's right.
Was in that common to man. Read the last part again, Pastor.
Yeah, it says that they have no temptations taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able.
Okay. That means that God will not put you in a situation that he feels that you cannot walk away from it or get out of it. He's going to give you a way of escape. I think that's in there somewhere on
okay.
the next, somewhere in there.
Right.
But he
right.
will not put you mm-hmm. into a situation that you cannot get out of or you cannot handle to get yourself out of.
Right, right.
And that, not the and it's also somewhere on I think that's in the same section where it says I was reading somewhere where it said that doesn't mean you just go into temptation thinking that God's gonna pull you out of
right
too. You don't do that as well. So
right.
that God is faithful as far as pulling us out of it, and he knows what all we can take, and he will give us a way of escape. At
exactly.
that time that we get in that situation.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I want to take it just one more step further. That mm-hmm. situation could be an ungrateful heart. That temptation can be an ungratefulness in our hearts. So God,
mm-hmm.
as you said before, has provided a way out of not being mm-hmm. ungrateful or not being grateful. God has allowed us a way out of being grumpy or being depressed. Or what, like you said, the situation that you find yourself in. Well, the same thing applies to the spiritual situations that you find yourself in or the spiritual temptations
yes.
that you find yourself in. God will allow us a way out or a way to escape those spiritual temptations as well. And one of those temptations is sitting up at the Thanksgiving table, just eating turkey and not giving God the glory. Amen. So
exactly.
Let us remember
yeah.
that when we're eating our turkey on Thursday, that Thanksgiving is not something you do. It's who you are. It's the life that you live.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this Bible study on Thanksgiving tonight. We pray, God, that every listener, every member of First Baptist of Holly Springs will have a wonderful, joyous Thanksgiving, that they will enjoy family and friends. We can all laugh and enjoy the fellowship with one another. We pray, God, for your mercy and your grace to be upon us as we go through this time of year. We ask, God, that you will bless this country, a country who should be so grateful, a country who should be so thankful for the great things that you have done for us. We pray, God, that you will make us humble, that we will know how to give and how to have thanksgiving. Father, we pray for your mercy right now for those who are going through, those who are sick, those who are in a rest home, those who have nothing to eat, those who are lying on the streets tonight, don't know where their next meal is coming from. Father, we know that everything is going to be all right if they place their hands in your hands. But God, we can't even walk unless we hold your hand. So, Father, guide us,
yes.
protect us, watch over us during this Thanksgiving season as we continue to serve you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. What you cooking, Deaconess Rady?
I'm cooking a turkey. I'm not cooking a full turkey. It's a turkey breast, greens, and stuffing. And I've already did 6 pies, but all of them not going to stay here. 6
all right.
Potato
Digger,
pies.
Digger Fuller, what you cooking? Full ain't cooking nothing. Trustee Mangum, what you cooking?
Oh, I'm cooking turkey, potato salad, collard greens, cakes and pies, and
Have mercy. That's something to be thankful for right there.
Stuffing macaroni cheese.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's something to be thankful for right there. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you Sunday morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Man, y'all,
all right. You too, Pastor.
Take care.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let me sing this song right here. In God's word, listen.